The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Let's welcome Alexis. Alexis Rhoda here to the Dana Cortez Show. Let's do this.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, how much sleep you had?
2 hours, 3 hours.
You good?
I'm amazing. I'm magnificent. I'm here.
Okay, that's good. That's
on
good.
Time.
On time. I'm always on
not
time.
Not even on time. 2 minutes early.
I actually was outside for 20 minutes.
No, you were. Oh, waiting outside.
Waiting for this guy.
Oh, okay.
It's always my friends that are late that make me late. Kind of crazy.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Keep the people around you that are early.
True, true.
The Italian stallion better be early next time. You might not make the cut
It's cool. No one can party like me, though. Like, only I can run off 2 hours of sleep, come back. Hey, I need a bottle of Jameson again to keep it going. You know what I mean?
Hey, you, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a little advice. Hold up, because I'll catch up with you.
It's okay. I'll catch up with you.
There's such thing called as a functioning person who drinks.
You didn't want to say person. You were going to say alcoholic. Hey, it's cool. Yeah.
Hey, I don't even drink often. I'm at home probably for 2 weeks, and I don't even have one drop of alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's crazy. Like,
but when every time you go, I see you drinking, like, then.
That's the only time I post, like, and that's the only time I feel good is when I drink. Because, bro, my anxiety and my nerves are so crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't think people really understand that. To me, I'm like, people want me to post, like, what? Like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And I feel like such a weenie doing it, like, just doing this and doing that. Like,
I hate it.
It's not who I am.
No.
But I get a little drop or two in, and I'm just like, all right, let's
then
get
you're
it over
like,
with.
Hey,
let's
get it over myself. With.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Do you put that into your music? Do you feel like, because you just said you have that anxiety, you've got these feelings, do you feel like you really, when you're writing, do you put it in a pen?
Yeah, I mean, people don't even know. Like, I don't really write. I just go in the booth and I do it. Like,
no.
I literally just do it.
It comes from here?
Yeah, like, I can give you a whole song in 5 minutes. And
do
I think,
you have people help you with it, though, with the lyrics or something?
Like, here and there, like, I might have, like, 5 words, right? I might have 6 words that I'm trying to say, but I'm trying to get it on beat. So then I ask my friend, like, yo, I need to cut a syllable or two down.
Right,
what should I say? So we'll go from, like, wouldn't to, like, can't or something like that, you know? That's the only time I really get help. I mean, yeah. It's
so
cool.
That's the process for you before you get in the booth, or when you get in the booth. Do you drink when you're doing your little?
I prefer to. I'm not going to lie to you. But I could definitely, I'm at a point now where if I know I'm the best in the room, I don't need a drink.
All right.
I'm be real. But if there's
somebody else in the room that you feel threatened
on
by?
This liquid courage?
I don't depend on it.
I feel
just
like
nervous.
I'm a counselor right now.
Nah, I'm just awkward.
Have like, a little AA meeting
I'm
here
just,
right
like,
now.
I'm awkward too.
No, if I was just
your
meeting.
Awkwardness, sir.
No, it's bad. Like, it's.
I feel like I know exactly how you feel, because I get that, like, the nervous feeling. So I don't feel like until I moved on from the alcohol and, like, getting rid of that feeling that I really evolved as, like,
you know,
as
funny,
a person.
It's funny. Automatic. Yeah, obviously, you know, we're married and stuff. You work with your honey, too. He used to go for a run before he DJed because he's I had to do something because I had so much
anxiety, so much pent up in me that I had to get it all out of me, and I didn't want to drink.
In the pan,
I need to go for a run just in general. Like, dead ass. But no, I feel you.
Everybody,
I mean,
giggly.
I talk about it, though. I talk about how, like, you know, I understand that sometimes it can be a crutch, but like I said, I'll be at home. Sometimes I'll be at home for a whole week, 2 weeks. I don't even touch alcohol, and there'll be a bottle literally on my cabinet.
You're just like, you're not interested.
I don't even need it. I'm cooling. I'm over here watching, like, I don't know, Mean Girls or something. I don't know.
Thank you. Mean Girls. He won't watch it with me.
Still haven't seen it.
The new one? Oh, the new one. I don't know. I'm not interested, but the old one's great. I love Lindsay Lohan.
How did you get it? Okay, how did your girl get you to watch these?
I love chick flicks. I love rom-coms. Like, it's
okay.
But I've come to the realization now, I'm just tired of the same classic. She's at the airport. I got to rush to get her. This, and that. Like, I hope one day that I can make a movie and, like, give you the ending that, oh, fuck, like,
That was
not supposed to happen. Like, The
but
Spectacular Now. Have you seen The Spectacular Now?
No.
Bro, it's such a beautiful, amazing story. It's this guy. He's fucked up. He meets this girl. It's cool. And then out of nowhere, like, she gets hit by a car because he makes her go outside the car. And then it's just like, what the fuck? And it kind of ends like that.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh, my lantern.
Sounds like a European movie. It's because they always have bad
independent films.
Yeah, Miles Teller is the actor.
So, do you use movies as part of, like, your inspiration and, like, when the writing? Well, thinking up your music process?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like when I write, the reason I'm able to like write is like I'll think of a situation and I'll just, you know, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And I just think of like, okay, if this was a movie, this, this, and that. And like, I'm not really a luxurious, cool guy, but I watch movies where luxurious and cool people exist. So like, I'll just take inspiration from that. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Because like the hotel lobby songs. Sounds luxurious.
It does. It does sound like kind of like, you know, doing it. Yeah. So
now, the way that came about is the producer is named Cypress. He's a pretty cool guy, that guy. Like, he's too cool for school sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's cool, though. And just, I remember, like, when we were doing it, my other friend, he did a hook, but he was like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. We need something cool. We need something, like, that just makes you feel player and shit. And I'm like, I'll try my best for you, friend. I'll try my best. So we ended up knocking it out. And it's crazy. Like, I'm not going to say what inspired me to do that. But, like, if Hotel Lobby, like, what other song are they talking about? Like, the hotel, whatever. And, like, so, you know, that song.
There's a lot of hotel songs.
Yeah.
You think about, you know, you go back to In Too Deep to there's all
Cassidy.
Kinds of.
Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy doing the hotel. Yeah, true. Yeah. But this is a whole different vibe.
Quavo.
Hey, what do you think about these internet beefs? You say you don't really get online like that. Like, you don't really do it. But do you watch from the sideline? You watching the
Can I be honest interview? With you? Yeah. I haven't even heard none of the disses or nothing.
Because you're really not on social media.
That's not your energy.
Nah, I listen to country music.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay, who's your, you like, are you into Jelly Roll?
I love Jelly Roll. I think Kev, we're going to go see him tomorrow. We're going to go be backstage with that cool guy.
Okay,
cool guy, that guy. He's the most, like, nice person ever. Like, he's definitely a person that I'm just, like, I see him, I met him, and you're just, like, he's literally the person that you fucking see.
Yeah.
You know? Because I've met, like, you know, two people that I think they're so cool, and I've met them, and I'm like, oh,
that's
okay,
the
that
most
was fake.
I always
say that, like, my favorite artist, most of the time I don't want to meet them because they're just going to let me down. Yeah. They're just going to say something or do something that's going to disappoint me, and I'd rather have this, what I think they are, than be disappointed by who they really are.
Yeah, well, I've gotten to meet two of my favorite artists ever, and they did not disappoint, so that's pretty cool. You know, shout out to them. Tori and T-Pain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. But I think as a working standpoint, like, I go into it like, yo, I don't even care who you are as a person. Like, you pull up and you're just knocking shit.
Musically
and whatever. And they definitely delivered on how I thought, like, wow, like, no one's writing for you. No, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're knocking it out. That's cool, man. Cool guys, those guys, eh?
Well, who are some artists you want to work with that I'm talking bucket list. If you could get on the phone right now, three artists and any one of them.
Any genre, because obviously you like everything.
I mean, definitely Luke Combs, John Moreland, and Morgan Wallen, for sure.
Why are you not putting out a country album then?
I don't want to, honestly. So I was just talking about this with my friends. I'm like, I would love to do that. And I might do it just for myself, but I'm not going to do it just for the sole fact of it's the way. Wave now, and like, that's not my wave. I don't really care. And then
he likes listening. It's not really.
Yeah, I like listening, but I could write.
Do you have any country songs that you've
actually
done?
Actually, do. Yeah, I'll sing you one later.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear it because I can feel the passion. You actually like, you really do enjoy it. Like, me personally, that's not my thing. But I can, you said, it's the wave right now. You're already into it. You write music.
But the wave isn't like. I like that you said that you've got it in your pocket and whatnot. But it's really not what you're into. Yeah. You said, like, think about Jelly Roll. 20 years. Otto's like, I got Jelly Roll songs from whatever.
Yeah.
He popped off with country. You don't feel like you just want to, hey, let me see if this works. You're into what you're doing right now. You got a new project.
Yeah, I feel like my sound definitely, like, I mean, obviously it's R&B or whatever, and I get compared to Tory Lanez and Post Malone, but when I really listen to my music, I'm like, I don't even really hear that. Like, that's just me personally. Yeah, exactly. Like, I actually personally feel like I have cultivated my own sound, which is cool. Like, I actually, and I really take pride in that. Like, I literally listen to my stuff and I'm like, some friends be like, hey, bro, we should do this. I'm like, why would I do that? Like, I don't want to do
that. What's the Weeknd song that he redid?
Don't want to know.
Have you ever thought about redoing a song?
I don't want to. I mean, I kind of just did, low-key. My single on my album, I kind of low-key just redid. Oh, wow. Actually, yeah, no, I've done a whole bunch of songs. Now I think about it. Oh, my Lantis. Yeah, 80, a bunch of 80 songs. Two little bad boys.
I don't think it's a bad idea because I wonder, and I'm just going to say this, do you think it's harder as a Latino? I'm Mexican-American. Being on the radio is tough, man. I'm not going to lie. Being on the morning show, people are like, hey, Mexicans, like, they're making it out. Do you think breaking into the R&B world is harder on you? More difficult for you?
I mean, most definitely when you look like me, though. Like, if I was a pretty Latin suave guy, it might not be that hard. You know, I got the rocking abs.
It's still hard, bro.
I mean, yeah, but...
It's still hard.
I agree. But I'm thinking of it as like, yo, I've come this far looking like this. and it's been a little, like, you know, not a lot into it. So I feel if I look like that, even crazy. But I like that I look like this, so because it's making me work harder. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
definitely.
Stop talking about, but babe, you are a good looking, nice person. Like, why are you so down on yourself?
It keeps me
like
10
that?
Toes down.
Who told you otherwise?
It just keeps me 10 toes down.
No, somebody says something.
Let's turn
to
this
you.
Into a therapy session.
Yeah, like, what happened? Well, you need to be putting this to the pin.
What did your mama say to you? No.
Yeah. What did your mother say? What did your father say?
I wish you said something.
Here we go. And there we go.
And we just pulled one layer off of the onion.
Yeah, there's the one little part right there. See, the new song is coming tomorrow.
True.
I just want you to make it because I do think, like, there are some obstacles because you're Latino. And I'm not going to lie and beat around the bush about it. But I think that you're talented enough to break through those obstacles. And music is music. Good music is good music. It's going to always fly. Like Jelly Roll or Teddy Swims or whomever, right? They're making for one genre and it pops because it's just that big.
For sure.
I see that. Have you heard about the Diddy parties?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot about it, but I've never been to. Or I've heard stories, or I've heard myths, or I've heard. I don't know what I've heard. You know,
you're out in LA now.
I'm out in LA
at my home and at the studio and back. I low key just go to the places where I know I can't get in trouble. I won't be no headache to anybody. Like I've low key have just progressed to a very responsible, unresponsible person. You know what I mean? Like I know what could happen, so let me just kick it at home because I know at home I can do no wrong.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's a great
keep it
way
safe.
Of looking at
yeah, this. for real. Like at all home, right. I'm having the time of my life. Like dead ass. Like I was thinking about the other day in high school, I was not myself. I conformed to like listening to Chief Keef and listening like I still love Chief Keef, listening to Wiz Khalifa, still love Wiz Khalifa.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? And it's just because of my friends and I put up this persona, this front. Now I'm at home. Hey babe, you wanna watch A Star Is Born? like you feel me? Like she doesn't want
to.
I think that's part of your appeal is your vulnerability, that you're not trying to be a cool guy, that you're just out here trying to make good music like you take me as I am and that's it.
Yeah. We still return the shopping carts back into the little section where they deserve
to go.
That's
a test of your true character.
You
if you don't
me?
Put your fucking cart
bro,
back,
I'll
you're a
be
piece
thinking
of shit.
That shit.
You're a piece
bro.
Of shit.
I'll be thinking that shit.
I judge people when I'm at the grocery store and I see you not putting your cart back. I'm like, you're not a good person.
I'm low-key that person that on the way, like I'm taking it back. I see a stray. I'm like, I got you, Brody. Come
on,
let's go.
I would try to help old people like with them. They're like, get away from me.
That's funny.
Let's talk about the project. Who can I run to? Let's talk about. What do you want to see from this? I mean, every time you come in, I feel like you grow. The conversation
you're on
gets
the next
better.
Step on the ladder.
What's the next That's step? Cool. Like, what's the plan? What's the plan, man?
I mean, I just. Honestly, I don't even know. I wish I could tell you. I take it every day, like day by day. Like, just putting out this project, I'm not gonna lie. I was talking to my friend. He's like, you ready? You excited? I'm excited for you. I'm like, I hope it does what it does, bro. Like, I just wanna make sure I never just plateau. As long as it just does what it has
trending
to do.
Trending up, man.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy. You know what I mean? As long as I can keep doing this, I'm happy. All you know, right. I haven't had a job in 5 years, 6 years.
This is a job.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's
a 9 to 5.
You love
9 to 5.
It.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you want to do. That's
for
the
sure.
difference.
I'm clock
That's
in, clock out whenever. I'll come
so
through
what,
with this
what
bad
do you
boy.
Think the next step in your career is then? So if you want to just keep moving, like, what are you hoping for next?
I mean, honestly, I haven't really consistently done shows.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've done a few shows recently. And I think I've kind of
you're ready. You're ready for
rock
stage
the crowd,
shows.
Man. Like you know, I sang "We Are the World," like, and people sang it back. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
That's wild.
You know, like, and honestly, I just did it as a joke, just because, like, why not?
Worked.
Yeah. I've done it 3 times now, and they sing it with me, which is the coolest thing ever. And then it's kind of cool though, because it's gotten to the point where I'm starting to get comfortable with the crowd. And I feel fucking cool. I ain't gonna front. And then the crowd will sing my song back, you know, and I know how to A-B it.
That's gotta
and,
be like,
oh,
feeling
I'm not gonna
world.
Lie. I remember the first time I did that. I don't know what possessed me to do it. We just did it. And low key, I went backstage and I was like, hey, I just had that moment. Even though it wasn't like the hugest fucking thing
doesn't
ever.
Matter.
But
doesn't
I was
matter.
Just like, nah, you know what? Like, this is something that, you know.
You gotta work that muscle. You gotta get in front of the crowd. Oh, I think for sure. I think that that's a really good idea. Work that muscle. And one thing, before we close out, we're gonna play your song and everything, Hotel Lobby. I remember Pitbull one time was in
party
the studio.
All the time. Party all the time.
Oh, it was Party All the Time?
Party all the time.
Party all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, God dang. See, y'all switching shit up on me halfway through the conversation.
I think you might like this one more.
Oh, it's an Eddie Murphy party all the time? What the? Hey. I haven't heard this one yet. Hey, I only heard Hotel Lobby, so.
No, this is a nice guy, this guy. I love Rick James. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. We were just talking about Rick James. Genius. With yeah. The comedian
that was
before
a, that was a sleeper hit. So, oh. Yes.
No, yeah. No, Eddie Murphy's that guy.
Yeah.
I love Eddie Murphy.
Okay, How did you get the sample cleared? Hold on.
With a lot of money.
It cost money. A lot
of fucking money.
Yeah.
That bootleg cab money.
Hey.
That went up dope pizza money.
Bootleg. Bootleg ain't being bootleg no more these days, eh? It's just kind of cool, this guy.
Yeah.
Upper echelon Kev these days.
Oh.
Different.
I know. He does what he wants to. He was way late to the party. I talked to Pitbull one time, and I remember he said, and he's always got the gems. If you follow him on social media, he said, I remember watching Celia Cruz. You know who Celia Cruz is? And he said, we were at a stadium and it was raining and there might have been 500 people at a stadium. Uh-huh. So you got to know that there's nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm sure she's just going to go out there and just do
couple songs.
And he said she performed for 2 hours. Killed like there were 50,000 people there.
That's awesome.
And from then on, I realized I've got to always do that. Get out there and work that muscle, man, because that's going to be the differentiator. I promise you that.
Not for sure. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.